Cassius Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Cassius Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on that American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is May 9th, 2024.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. We still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of the world, get out of sin, look to the holy city, look to that one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? You need to heed the warning before it's too late. And it could be too late any day. It doesn't matter whether it's the end of the world. Something could get you and you could die, and you have to have it settled with Yeshua before you die. Get right. Anyway, please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him. Let him know you're going to call his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, and that's over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
All right, let's thank our listener base.
And worldwide places such as Malmo, Sweden, Bangkok, Thailand, Kingston, Canada, and in the USA, Los Angeles, California, Nashville, Tennessee, Billings, Montana, and Hutchinson, Kansas still remains the largest group of listeners that listens on the podcast radio archive site. And that radio archive site is branch.podomatic.com. That's branch.podomatic.com.
Yeah, and for the record, it was only like they only stayed ahead by three downloads. Provo, Utah was almost as much as Hutchinson. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And just give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Salve our song. It sure is a conspiracy.
Them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my back leave. See them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. For they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy as they call it democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's affecting your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. But just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Okay. Amen and amen. It is a filthy, rotten conspiracy. On a high note, but it's not really good for the economy, Biden's talking about forcing all the credit card companies to only charge an $8 fee for late fee.
Well, that's a good deal. They shouldn't be able to charge $40 a late fee anyway.
Right, but it'll probably transfer into higher interest rates for your credit card, though. You know, anyway,
you can beat that one all around the bush. You just don't spend more than you can pay on time, and you don't have to pay any interest.
Okay, that's why I brought it up with my wife, because she pays all the bills. You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, when you get into the trap of paying with them and you don't pay them within the 30 days before they come due, when you get the bill, you pay the first bill you get, then you don't have to pay the interest. But if you don't pay the full balance with the first one you get, then that's when the interest kicks in, and let me tell you, they sock it to you with the interest.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, so moving right along, that's probably why a lot of them have late fees, because they can't afford to make the payment. You know?
Oh, yeah, the more the balance, the more the interest. So, the more you get it paid off, the more deals they send you, enticing you to borrow money so they can get more money on you.
Okay, moving right along. Okay, we're going to do this. Just read the headline here, and I'll tell them what it's about.
Panama might help to shut down the invasion of the illegals as the U.S. government continues to show little interest in the problem.
Right, and we're going to get to that problem real quickly here. First off, what happened was there was a new leader that was, elected, and part of his platform was to the... So here you go. So you got all these people. There's a lot of people, and they're going through. While some of them are being flown in, but Panama is the main staging area where they call the Darien Gap. But they are, it's not doing any good to their economy and tearing up things. And the people in their country do not want the illegals in their country. right? So, but to get to where, to get to the United States from where they're coming from, Venezuela and all those South American countries, they have to go through Panama. And the guy ran on a platform that he'd shut it down.
Good
that
deal.
And so he doesn't want them coming into his border and being there. So maybe he'll do something if somebody don't shoot him or buy him off, because remember, this is a globalist thing, and it's even being pushed. It's, the United Nations is behind it. The Vatican's behind it. The Democrats are behind it. It's been a plan all along. How do we know that? Here's how, here's something very telling that tells us how we know it. Now, we called it the replacement, you know, replacement theory. And every time it was brought up, the Democrats say, oh, that's just a theory. That's a load of garbage. We're not trying to replace American voters. We're not trying to do that. Really? Go like this. Read this.
Dems push
Biden. Is your name Biden?
Yeah. Dems push Biden on amnesty for illegals before possible Trump victory. Over 7 million migrants have crossed the border illegally since 2021. Michael Lee, Fox News. Democratic lawmakers are pushing President Biden to grant amnesty to undocumented migrants before they can be deported by a potential future Trump administration. We urge your administration to take all available actions to streamline pathways to lawful status for undocumented immigrants, providing certainty to the American businesses, communities, and families who rely on them, reads a letter to Biden on Wednesday that was signed by over 80 lawmakers.
Okay, that comes from what they're pushing for. They want him. Look, they're scared to death Trump's going to win. But here's been their plan all along. It's to replace us at the voters. You know what I mean? And this proves it. See, if they give them amnesty, what goes on later in the article talks about, see, then that'll give them voting rights and everything else so they can vote. They'll be technically American citizens. So we're talking about all these people that they let in. Well, and the plan was all along just to bring them in for Democrat voters. Because if they do this, then never again will there be probably not in 10 lifetimes would it ever go back to being to where we would be a two-party system. It would always be Democrats. You know, Democrats would always win. You know, kind of like, independents run now, or a third-party candidate they talk about will run. Well, they don't ever get anywhere. Why? Because, you know, it's dominated by Republicans and Democrats. So that's what they want to do. They want Biden to do that. But to add to that, the Republicans introduced this thing called the SAVE Act to block illegal from voting in the United States election. Okay, well, it was passed in the House, and all the Democrats voted against it, you know. So the SAVE Act goes to where? Where does it go after the House?
To the Senate.
Yeah, okay, so when it goes to, so the Senate has to vote on it to make it law. Well, the Senate and Chuck Schumer, they won't even pick it up because it's dominated by the Democrats, so they won't even pick it up. So the bill just won't happen. If they don't, here's another thing that goes along with it, what a lot of people don't understand. Even if, get amnesty granted to the illegal voters, you know what I mean, to these illegal aliens, it's still a big jeopardy to us. Why is that? Well, the reason is most of these illegals are being shipped to where? Where are they being shipped to? Democrat cities, yeah. Democrat territory. Why is that? If it was legitimate in the sense that they wanted to just give low-populated places, you know, more people and be more diverse, they'd spread them out all across the country instead of loading them up in all the Democrat areas. So why are they doing that? Well, because they was able to get passed, and they tried to stop it, but we didn't have the votes, but we're trying to now because they're... In the SAVE Act is also a thing that the census, for years, the census only, who was counted in the census? Do you know? is American citizens, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's standard. American citizens. Well, they changed it. They changed it with Obama that was in, when he was in, that the census would count all people in the United States. Well, why is that bad? Well, you if you wanted to count them one way, you could, you know, it'd be okay. But the problem is that's how, you know, each state's have a certain amount of electoral votes, right? Okay, what's the electoral votes? How many a state gets depends on how much population they have.
Oh, so they get more electoral votes when they send all the illegals to their states.
Wow, she's pretty smart, isn't she? Yeah,
wow.
You figured it out. So even if they don't give them the right to vote, just by having them there in their state,
they get the electoral votes.
They'll get
and
more.
And that's how they beat it.
Yeah, they'll get more electoral votes. Mm-hmm. And so either way, it's a scam. And that's what's going on right now, and it's coming up to the election. And let me tell you, they're scared to death because, you know, it's going to reside on Arizona, all the states that cheated. It's going to reside on them again. We'll decide the election. It's just the way the things work out, the way the votes.
What was there, six of them?
Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin,
Nevada,
and one other. I can't think what it was. It was the main ones. There was others that cheated, Democrat ones, but those
Michigan,
were the
wasn't
main
it Michigan?
Ones. Yeah, Michigan. That was it. Okay, but right now, Trump is like 15 points ahead about 10 or 15 points ahead of Biden in Michigan, and you know, they're all saying if Biden doesn't get Michigan, he's lost. Well, here's the point: in all of those states, finally, Republicans have stepped up, and other people through suing and everything, have changed a bunch of the voting things that they changed last year. You know, when they voted. In other words, they've been tightening it up. It's going to be really, really hard for them to cheat. Let's just say it that way, because I don't want to go and read the articles and take too much time. But they're really tightening the voter things in those states, and so the Democrats know it, and they're scared to death. Because it's going to be really, really hard for them to cheat in those states, which they clearly did before. In fact, today in Georgia, that's what's going on in a court case. You know, they're talking about how many votes, and the Democrats are trying to shut it off because just in one area there were 6,000 votes that should have been counted for Trump. And, you know, Biden won in that state by, I think it was only 12,000 votes. And that was only in one place. So clearly, if they move ahead with it, the evidence is all there. It was just never allowed in court. So, you know, it was done. So we don't know what they're going to do. So, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Wow. So anyway, it only goes to one thing. The one thing is the amount of repentance that America has, and, you know, towards their sins. And they're still slaughtering babies and they're doing really bad to Israel. Okay. Remember last week we talked about Romans 11. Read this first.
Genesis 12:3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Okay. That was given to Abraham, and that, you know, that still goes on as part of the everlasting covenant. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curses thee. And so we're talking about Israel. Right now the United States is taking the side, and everybody's freaked out about it, they're taking the side of Hamas.
Oh, no.
Well, let's go with this. Hamas is down to one place left in Israel. They've been doing the battle or whatever, and basically it's in this one city, one major city, and everybody's screaming, you know, a lot of the Hamas supporters, that's what all the protests are about. They want Biden to stop Israel from wiping out Hamas entirely. Well, Congress just passed a bill to give arms and ammunition to Israel because they're our ally. And so that was legally done by Congress. Biden has no right to stop it. Okay? Well, Biden says, no, I'm not giving you any more arms. Read this. Let's do this. Just read that.
U.S. delaying major arms deliveries to Israel. WSJ.
So what's going on? So what happened is they are now stopping arms to Israel so they can't invade Rafah. But they're going to go in anyway, and they've already started it. But the point is Biden has sided on the side of Hamas. In fact, he's already sent them billions of dollars to the Palestinian people. But the Palestinian people, are their government is Hamas. So if you send money for aid to the Palestinian people right now, where does it go? It goes directly to Hamas because that's their government.
Isn't he bringing them in as illegals too from Gaza and, or something like that?
Okay, well that's another point. They're building a pier there. That Biden says, and the people among the Biden administration says that, yeah, they're planning on shipping a whole bunch of Gazans here.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, they're refugees. You know, their country's destroyed, so they're refugees. And so there's no way to weed out the Hamas from the people. You know what I mean? It's not like they wear uniforms or have designations or anything. So, yeah, that's a lot of, and the senators are fighting against that. There's going to be a lot of really bad stuff done before the election, and this is just part of it.
And it's just getting started because election's November. We're in May. Oh, no.
Right.
I think we're going to have a real live summer, huh?
I don't know what
fireworks
you want to call
it. Fireworks are flying? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's just all, it's a disaster. It's a complete disaster,
July,
but
August, September,
there is
October,
hope, you know.
For 5 months, they got 5 months to destroy us. Well, it only took them one day with COVID, so.
Prayer can change anything, you know, prayer and repentance, you know, and so that's what we need to do is turn back. But going back on this, let's go like this, you know, in Romans 11, last week I pointed out, it says that concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, talking to Gentiles. But touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. So it goes back to that. We should still love Israel no matter what. We should be on their side. And if we curse them, and we are cursing them by trying to stop them from eliminating the people that slaughtered the people.
Them, yeah.
So we're cursing them. So then America will be cursed by that.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a tit for tat thing. So hang on, you know. Anything could happen, and things are indeed happening. Tell them where can find us. We'll go to break. We'll come back.
You can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, mission updates is over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you really look for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friend. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib Won at prophecyclub.com. In Genesis 41, tells a story of Pharaoh having a dream of 7 fat ears of corn, followed by 7 blasted ones, meaning there's 7 years of plenty, and then there was 7 years of famine following. We are now in 7 years of famine once again, starting September 25th of 2021. Joseph's Kitchen is about getting actual wheat berries putting them through a meal, takes 30 seconds, putting it along with the ingredients into a bread machine, pushing a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice steaming hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Most long-term storage food is from $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. At Joseph's Kitchen, it's two people, 1 year, about $2,000. Then you decide whether you want to have food for one person, 1 year, two people, 1 year, four people, 1 year, or six people, 1 year, all at josephskitchen.com. That's right, about $1,000 per person per year at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com.
Well, folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. Well, you know, I've been back and forth about this, folks. If you noticed in the commercials today, there was no commercials for Arkhaven. That's unusual. I was getting ready after the last program and after Ken's death. By the way, Ken Up to Grove, if you didn't hear the program, Ken Up to Grove of Arkhaven passed away. He was, I think, 86. I know he was that. So he's probably at it. Yeah, he's 86. Point being, so Randy, the other person that I've had on radio, which is really the one that did bring money and the investors to finally make the thing come true, to Arkhaven. And anyway, so now Randy and his wife are in charge. Okay, so we had him and Dr. Lee on with us about 2 weeks ago. Well, I thought Dr. Lee sounded like a person that I might want to have on radio, but mind you, I only caught a couple of things that she said on the radio, so naturally, like with most people, I do further investigation, so I put in a phone call to her. Talked to her for over an hour on the telephone, which is unusual for me, but I talked to her for over an hour, and there's some very things that came out that she believes in, basically very anti-Semitic talk. And what's that mean? That means it's against Israel, it's against the Jews. Talked about Jews making matzah with blood and of children's blood and things like that. And so I turned around and I asked, so I sent a message to her husband, Randy. I just didn't get real deep into it with her, you know. So I sent an email to her husband, Randy, and a text to his phone said, you need to read the email that I sent and that you need to respond to me, because, you know, if you do not support Israel, if you're against Israel, and I need to know if this is being put out to the people in the community, right?
Exactly.
You know, because that puts responsibility on me, because a lot of you folks that have moved there to Arkhaven did so by listening to this radio program. And that's absolute. In fact, that's what, you know. So I asked for Randy to respond to what his wife said. It's been 2 weeks or more. I have heard one word from Randy. So until I hear from Randy, while I still think Arkhaven is a good thing, and if they're not over there preaching that to you, is it still a good spot? You just have to pray about that for yourself, you know. But the leadership is anti-Semitic, apparently. And I leave that open. Maybe they're not. Maybe Randy doesn't believe different than his wife. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is that's what happened with his wife. And I will not promote Arkhaven from this point further. No commercials or anything, and I'm not going to say anything bad about them, because you see right where I'm at. I asked for clarification on this, and I have a responsibility to you that I will not promote them any further. If you want to move there, I don't know. It could still be okay, I guess. I don't know. It's something you're going to have to pray about and investigate on your own, because clearly I've heard nothing from Randy. And I guess he just chooses, his answer is just not to talk to me about it.
I don't know.
You don't know.
But I agree with not advertising anything else for them because, yeah, you can't be against the Jews and be for Jesus. Jesus was a Jew.
I know, Jesus. Anyway, okay, so moving right along. A minute about the mission, a minute or two about the mission church, or wait till the end?
We can do it at the end.
Okay. Now, back in, I think it was April, you remember the alien in the guy's backyard?
Yeah, I remember that clear as day. He's, about 10 foot, 12 foot tall,
yeah. Yeah, something like, and they there was a video of just before the police officers talking, and in the background there was a UFO go through the sky and crashed or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so a lot of people investigated. People were calling it, some were calling it hoaxes, some said it was real. I truly believe it's real. If you want to go over there, I'll find the videos. If you go to, there's a place.
Well, that was a live video the kid did. How could it be doctored if it was a live video? How can you alter a live video?
Well, they're saying that the video wasn't live because.
No, but it was live.
Okay, well, let's go with that. There's a lot of videos you can go out and see on YouTube, and they say that they're live, but unless they're doing it live right at that moment, right after that it's went live, they could put a different file in and change it, you know what I mean?
Alter
just
it.
Because it was, it's just like our mission, it's like this radio program. We're recording, this is a live radio program, but sometimes I change the commercials or I might cut out a static part before I put it on the podcast, you know? So it's still live, but once in a while I will edit out static or something like that, or a dead spot. Like if it drops or something, you know, my son will edit out the dead spot. So while then I'll go up there and people say, yeah, that's a live radio program. Well, yeah, it was recorded live, but there's been a couple of alterations to it, you know, and maybe a commercial change or something. So anyway, going right along with it, read that.
Okay, Las Vegas, alien videos previously missed. Detailed proves
authenticity.
Experts say you can't deny it. A Las Vegas family reported a crash UFO and told police they had seen 8 to 10 foot creatures that were 100% not human. By Chris Eghart, Fox News.
Okay.
May 9th.
Yeah, so this is mainstream.
Eghart.
Now this is mainstream media coming out and saying that it's legitimate. And let's go back to the video. You know, it shows the video shows the police, they called the police, and the police show up. And this is already after the police are kind of shaken up because of the green UFO that they just seen through the sky. And the police show up, and they're talking to the family, and you can tell the family are shook up.
Well, you can tell the police are shook up, too, because one of them, as he was leaving, says, if it happens again, take care of it, don't call us.
Right. And you know why it sounded like a joke? He was being serious, you know, in the sense that I don't want to deal with this. Okay, and it shows them, and there's another video, it shows them going into the backyard. Now, this is the video that we're talking about. They're going into the backyard. They can, you know, if you have a privacy fence at your house, most standard privacy fences, even if you put the boards right up next to each other.
You can see through them.
Right, because they shrink. You know what I mean? They shrink and so there's a gap. So you can see things moving on the other side. And so they saw shadows and things moving on the other side. And so this is the video that they analyzed, and this is what they said.
When a Las Vegas family told police that they saw not humans in their backyard, they were not lying. A veteran crime scene recreation expert said, Scott Roeder of Evidence Room, Animation and Exhibits, used his expertise in motion tracking software to analyze the video of a purported UFO crash landing in Sin City last April. He told News Nation they tried to debunk the responding officer's body cam footage or proof something was added to the video. Now he said that he is convinced that there were two creatures creeping around in the family's Las Vegas yard that night. All of our results came back as authentic, Roeder said. There's no editing. This is an original video. Crashed Las Vegas UFO witnesses terrified by an 8-foot creature in his backyard, 100% not human.
Okay, now I put this over. If you go to our website and you go to where it says news categories, there's one down. It's the very last news category that will pop up. Says this. It is. What's that say?
Bigfoot, alien, UFOs, the strange and fallen angels.
Okay, the strange and fallen angels. So you just about put anything over there. Anyway, but my point is you'll be able to find this article that we're talking about right now. And in that article is that where it says crashed. If you open up the article's from Fox News. But it'll have the link where you can go look at the original article from Fox News that they did originally. So you go over there and do it, and if you're hard-pressed, you can't find the videos on YouTube, all you got to do is go Las Vegas UFO crash, and YouTube will pop up a whole bunch of videos about it. Anyway, so let's go on with the rest of this article.
Last year, Las Vegas police responded to a bizarre 911 call after a resident said he saw a tall, skinny alien creature with greenish color, about 8 to 10 feet tall. He told police the creature hid behind a forklift in their backyard. I looked at it in the eyes, and my body just froze, like having sleep paralysis, the witness, Angel Kenmore, previously said in a YouTube video. He had a weird-looking face, big feet, and shiny eyes, and a big mouth. I can hear its loud, deep breathing, and his stomach kept moving. He would just stare at me, and seconds later, I could move again.
And that was, and you said in shiny eyes, and big shiny eyes. So that's what looks like a classic alien, folks, like we're talking about a gray, but he was, didn't sound like he was gray. Moving on.
Broder poured out the footage and watched it over and over until he finally spotted what he'd missed every time. Two beings in the video at the same time, he told News Nation's show Banfield.
Okay, now News Nation, something that you should go check out their YouTube channel. They have a lot of great stuff, just News Nation, and Google that, or, you know, put it in at, you could Google it and it'll pop up their website. Or you could go to YouTube and do News Nation, and it'll pop up their news videos. And they cover other things besides UFOs, but they really do have some good things. So, okay, now they're saying there's two aliens in this. Go ahead.
Using motion tracking software that zeroes in on the source of the motion, Roeder said he attached the motion to a figure in the backyard to show that the movement of the shadow reflects the movement of a body that is attached to the head. We don't believe it's a floating head, he said. We believe it's attached to a body. And the motion of that head from right to left is consistent with the motion that we see between the slates of the fence. The story has been fiercely debated since the streak of light lit up in Las Vegas sky late April 30th, 2023. At least 21 people across Eastern California, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah reported seeing the glowing green light, according to the American Meteor Society.
Okay, and there is that video over there too. You can, because it shows a cop talking to somebody, and they can see that you see the
bright light goes zooming through. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, go on.
The Las Vegas families. Claim about a crashed UFO and extraterrestrial life sneaking around their backyard has been called a hoax and labeled as a bogus claim by some. Ben Hansen, host of UFO Witness, is among the non-believers. He believes the creature is a shadow, according to News Nation. Roeder responded by saying, I don't believe that makes any sense, and if it's a shadow, it should be easy to replicate it. If that happens, he told News Nation, he will consider his stance. He will reconsider his stance. For now, for him, the video is legit proof that aliens came to Earth.
And they did try. People tried to replicate this video. That's how they tell if something, you know, been bogus, and see if they can replicate it and do it the same way and say, okay, look, this is what they did. They haven't been able to do that. And this isn't the expert that chimed in on this isn't the only person that's been doing this for the last year. Come on, we're in May now. It's been over a year, and this has been over the top investigated. Because if you go over and look at the videos, and one of them, you can even see the head of the alien next to the forklift, you know. You can see his head. You can't see his body, but this is pointing out the body. So, you know, I believe it's 100% true. But go ahead.
Other experts and journalists, including George Knapp, a leading reporter on UFO-related stories, told Fox News Digital last year that he spoke to the family after the crash and he didn't detect a hint of a hoax. Metro Police took it seriously. The officers who responded to the 911 call interviewed the three witnesses and found them to be sober and credible. Knapp said last year they searched the backyard, looked for physical evidence, canvassed the neighborhood and for more witnesses, then returned day later for a follow-up. We had multiple conversations with the family over the past 4 weeks and didn't detect a hint of a hoax. But what really happened, we don't know. For several weeks after the incident, Las Vegas police set up surveillance around the house because the family was afraid for their safety, the police told Fox News Digital at the time.
Right, and if you go and weigh it all out, these people don't act like it's fake. Here's a kicker that you don't see with a lot of UFO sightings. Number one, there's video evidence. Number two, you have police coming out investigating immediately after it happened. So, these people just, you know, they would have had to make it up that because do it fast to be credible because it coincided with the just saw.
Right, and it was on his body cam. He didn't doctor it up. It was on his body cam.
Right, and well, what's really but there is some suspicious there because when the police officer says, first, you guys stay outside here. I'm going to go in and investigate. And he went in, and it showed that his body cam. We'll go back to that. As soon as he started to walk in the gate.
He turned it off.
Right. Or they cut it out, whatever. Yeah. So we never really got to see the police officer's body cam video from inside the thing. So you would think that if it was a hoax and that he simply didn't see anything, why didn't they release the body cam footage to show the inside, what was inside there? There was nothing there. Why not show it?
I got a question. I thought they changed the heading of UFOs to a different title. I've called them something else now. It didn't stick. Everybody stuck with UFOs.
Well, I would rather I like UFOs better,
but I remember they changed it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
And they did do it. It's called UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah.
And they changed that, which was pretty smart because people would do Freedom of Information Act with the government. And say, we want everything that you have on UFOs.
Ah.
Well, they don't have anything on UFOs.
They have UAPs.
UAPs, you know. And so, but right now, just read this part right here. Just read that.
Top senators believe the U.S. secretly recovered UFOs.
Okay, well, they've been having hearings about all this and everything for the last couple of years. Most of the stuff that they do to the public is pretty washed down, you know. But they keep saying that we can't say it publicly. You know, we'll have to do it in a private hearing. Well, they've had private hearings, you know, that public can't, you know, be in on. And so now it's the results of those. You have senators now saying that, yeah, they've got stuff, they're holding it back, and there's a lot of stuff on UFOs, and they honestly believe that. Well, what's that say?
Senator Majority Leaders appear to have believed so.
Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid both believe it. So these are top people in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party in the Senate that both say they believe the government has other information and they believe that there's something and that they're there. The government itself says what they have admitted to is they have a lot of things that they can't explain it. They haven't came forward and said, you know, we have UFOs or any of that, or have flying saucers, but they have video footage that has been released to the public that they say they have no way to explain it. Well, Guy, it all boils down to one thing. I honestly believe that the government has had contact with whatever these are. I believe demonic. I believe that they have had contact with them and they continue to do so. And I believe that we even have, like it was brought out in a couple of hearings, that we have retrieved, that's what Gross brought out, that we had retrieved crashed UFOs. So there it is. What is it? Are they, maybe they're going to bring this out for the election. Who knows? But I don't know what they are. I don't know where they are. Well, I believe that they're demonic. Let's go on with this.
AstraZeneca announces worldwide withdrawal of COVID-19 vaccine by Jim Hoff, May 8, 2024. Pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has announced a global withdrawal of its Oxford AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine known as Vaxzevria.
Just say COVID vaccine.
After acknowledgement in court that the vaccine could cause rare but serious side effects. The decision comes months after the company admitted for the first time in court documents that the vaccine could lead to thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, a condition involving blood clots and low blood platelet counts.
Okay. Anyway, it's been given heart attacks.
Yes.
There's a lawsuit about heart attacks. That's what it's all about. But you catch that. They have withdrawn the vaccine worldwide. That means, like, you know, sometimes they have tainted potato chips or meat or something. And what do? They do a recall. This is a worldwide recall of the vaccine.
And they also withdrew their marketing authorization from the European Union.
That's worldwide, honey.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Worldwide, every place. They've marketed it. Every country in the world has some of their vaccine, whether it's the European Union, whether it's everywhere. And so they're withdrawing it worldwide. And they claim, well, it's not about the lawsuit, because, see, right now they're in the middle of a lawsuit where they admitted legally that, yes, it does cause heart attacks, but they're trying to play it down and saying only in a few people. Well, they've lied about it from the first. So the point is what we've been telling you from the first, that it gives heart attacks, and it is giving heart attacks, is true. They have admitted it. They've withdrawn the vaccine. But remember, there is three companies, not just one, but three companies pushing this vaccine. The other two are in litigation in different places in the world. We'll see what comes of that. But they are. It is slowly being held accountable. And you know what? The next thing I told you that they were... What did I tell you that they're going to make now?
An antidote vaccine for people that got vaccinated.
No, that ain't what I said. What I said was, yeah, they're making a vaccine for cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was for, cancer. Didn't somebody say they made a shot to...
No, there's no shot for that. There's no shot for that, but there are different vitamins and things that you can take that'll clear that out of your system.
Okay.
And that's what I said. In fact, we talked about it on radio. So, you know, there is that. But my point is that we've been truthful with you from the first. We try to be 100% truthful with you. If you want to help us, share these radio programs. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Now it's starting to get warm out. What are we seeing in... What's going on?
A whole lot more people coming. Yeah, we need summer climb clothes and stuff for the people to go. If you're going to have garage sales and don't sell it all, get a hold of us. The people will take it. We'll arrange for a drop-off or pick-up. So,
yeah, amen and amen. We will pick up.
They need what you need.
Whatever, you know, if you live in the Wichita area or someplace around and you have clothes or just about anything that you want to get rid of, somebody will take it.
Right, because we don't only serve just the homeless. We have the poor, too. And there's several families with children that and there's several people that are grouped together in places because they can't afford rent, bills, and all that together. So there are people moving in together, and there's people camping in camps together, too. So it's really getting bad out there.
Right. So, folks, really, really, remember, you might not think, well, you know, $5 or $10. Look, any amount of donation will help us. You know, we run down to the wire. Sometimes we don't even have, it doesn't matter. We'll spend down to the last dollar. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. $10, $15, $20, $100, you know, whatever you can afford if you feel led to. If you don't have funds, I understand that because inflation and everything. Share the radio programs with other people. That will help us and will also get the warning message out, because a lot of the things that you've heard on this program over the years, you didn't hear anyplace else, and that you did hear them for the first time. I could go through a list, but I don't have time, of all the breaking things that have came out on this radio program before anybody else touched it, and then it became a thing with other people. So pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. So all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Okay.
You can donate online by Cash App, over the phone, by mail and check, or money order. And you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. If you don't wish to help with the poor, then consider a donation for radio airtime, because it's not free. And that's what keeps us on the air. And for a second, I do have something to say. I want to have a shout out to Mr. Cody Lucas White Catlin. Today he is 17, and that is my grandson.
Well, it's kind of my grandson too, I think.
Okay, yeah. I'll share him. Okay. Love you, Cody.
Yeah, anyway, Cody, I don't know that you listen to radio, but yeah, amen and amen. All right.
Remember, always be a blessing. Oh, I jumped ahead, didn't I?
Like a woman. Anyway, yeah, and you dropped a little low there. It went down in the red. When your voice drops too low, it goes down there and it goes red and flashes. So when you lean back, it happens. So, but remember, there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. How many more days till Pentecost?
We're on day 13 at dark. We're on 12 today, so.
I'm counting Elmar. Yeah. Okay.
Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and it's like praying for Messiah's return. And it is actually June 16th, I think.
We'll ask her again next week.
It's on Sunday.
It's on a Sunday. It's on the first day of the week. Anyway, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
Y'all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.